the sooner you admit this truth, the happier you'll be and the less frustrated and guilty you'll feel about not being able to do it all. You do not have enough time in a week to adequately service every area of your life, at least not consistently.
Welcome to the Redeeming Productivity Show. This is the podcast that helps you get more done and get it done like a Christian. And I'm your host, Reagan Rose. Well, it has been a long time since I published an episode. Back in March, so about 8 months ago, I published my farewell episode. I kind of told you guys back then why I was stopping the podcast. And I think I did sort of leave the door cracked open a little bit for the possibility that I might return in the future. And we're back. And I just wanted, before we get into the episode, which today is on how you balance your life as a Christian, what should balance look like? In busy seasons, etc. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to give a little preamble, and so I'm not just coming out of a long hiatus without some explanation. So as I explained in the farewell episode, the reason I stopped doing the podcast was really just me trying to prioritize. We had had our third baby in the month before, and we were in the middle of remodeling a house, and I was just buried. So I made the tough decision to really focus my energies on the weekly newsletter, which you can get at redeemingproductivity.com/newsletter, and on the Academy members who are part of our Redeeming Productivity Academy, and kind of just pull back from content. And it's been a rough season, but things are kind of smoothing out. We finally moved into the house last week. We're still getting settled, but a lot of my excitement about producing more content has just been ramping up as I've been away from doing this. So I wanted to make a comeback. So this is my comeback episode. So thanks for those of you who stuck around, kept me in your podcast feed, even though I wasn't publishing anything. But I do want to tell you what to expect going forward. So I'm changing some things up a little bit. So previously I did do a video version of the podcast. Some of you follow my YouTube channel and were watching there, but it was just kind of me talking into a microphone, not real exciting to watch. So what I'm doing different this time around, and kind of the big shift, is I'm doing video first. So think about this less like a podcast and more like the audio version of my YouTube videos. So definitely, I mean, I think the best experience is going to be to subscribe on my YouTube channel, but I know many of you just like to listen to audio. And so I thought, hey, it's really easy for me to just rip the audio from the videos and put them on the podcast feed. They'll be a bit shorter just because they're more heavily edited than the old podcast episodes were, but it's a lot of the same types of content. If you enjoyed the podcast before, the Redeemed Productivity Show, you're going to like this stuff too. It's just a little bit different, a little bit more editing, a little bit shorter than they were. But thanks for sticking around, and let's just get into this week's episode.
So have you ever wished you had a better work-life balance? I think it's a really common thing in this age where we're all just so busy. It doesn't really seem possible for us to fit in all the stuff that we want to do. And so if you're stumbled across this video and you're thinking, hey, my life feels unbalanced, well, I want to ask a question of you. What do you mean by balance? Like, what do you exactly precisely mean by that? Is it some perfect equilibrium where you have the exact right amount of hours given to exercise, given to being in the Bible, given to church, exact right amount of hours given to your family? Like, what is that equation? Because I think that if we could solve that with a schedule, we would. You would just plan out your days and your weeks exactly, precisely, so that everything gets the attention that it needs. But then real life happens. And if you've ever had a schedule that you feel like this is a pretty balanced schedule, it works for maybe a day, maybe a week, and then you get sick, or you go on vacation, or you have a kid, or some major life event happens, and now everything's out of balance again. How can you possibly hope to achieve balance, much less hang on to it? And I think the problem is we're just thinking about balance all wrong. And I think it starts for Christians with reframing this idea. Do you want a balanced life or do you want a faithful life? Those things may overlap, but that's really what we're after. And so it helps to define that clearly. What I want is to faithfully steward every area of my life. Every domain the Lord's given me, I want to be faithful in that. To me, that's the definition of balance. So it's not some arbitrary thing. It's defined in terms of, am I being a good steward? Am I taking responsibility for everything the Lord's given me? So let me just give you three thoughts on this myth of a balanced life and how we can maybe reframe this a little bit more biblically. And then I'll give you three action steps or kind of practical takeaways you can use to have a more balanced life for yourself. We need to think about life seasonally, not statically. What I mean is a static view of a balanced life would assume that I can find some perfect schedule and never deviate from it. And as we've seen, that's just not possible. Life happens and you deviate from the schedule. It's not static, it's moving, it's alive. Of course, we see this in scriptures, in Ecclesiastes, 3:1, it talks about there's a season for everything. We're constantly transitioning through different seasons and stages of life. And our view of how we might balance our priorities has to accord with that reality. You know, one month might be dominated by some huge project. Another month might be dominated from planning for a wedding. Another month might be dominated by vacation, so you're enjoying recreation instead of working all the time. And that's normal. That's normal. You should seasonally be out of balance. You know, there's times where you're going to look at the pie graph of how you allocate your time to your different domains of stewardship. You're going to say, this slice is getting a ton of attention right now, and these ones aren't. That's not something to bemoan. The problem is if that season stretches on forever and becomes static. That's when, for example, you're more like a workaholic. You're idolizing one aspect of your life to the neglect of others. But for seasons to look that way, that's actually a good thing. That's the way we're made to work. Because the truth is, no matter how well you design a schedule so that things can be balanced week to week, I'll go to the gym at this time, I'll work from this time to this time, I'll spend this time with my family. That stuff is good to do, and I do it myself. I have an ideal week schedule, but it's an ideal. It's not something that I expect is always going to work in every season. It changes and it fluxes. I actually update my ideal week every quarter, but even within that, I recognize that there is no week where I actually keep to it perfectly. Life isn't static. It's in flux. It's seasonal. Really, what we're after here is appropriate allocation, not perfect balance. We want to be appropriately allocating the right amount of time, energy, and focus to the thing that matters most in this season. It's a question of priorities. How do I steward this present season well? What does an appropriate allocation of my time, energy, and focus look like in this present season of life? So for example, for me, we had our third baby earlier this year. Appropriate allocation meant pulling back on some projects so I could focus on the family, be there for my wife, help with the kids and with the baby, and just enjoy them too. And so that meant there was things I was doing that I just stopped doing this year so that I could do that. One of those was I'd done a podcast for like 3-4 years and I just completely stopped it. That was a big reason for it, is I just didn't have the time. There's other responsibilities, things that are good things, things I was doing at church. I said, I can't do this in this season. I've got too much on my plate. That's not an appropriate allocation of my time in this season. So I pulled back on those responsibilities. It doesn't mean those things were bad. It meant that I am just self-consciously saying, this is the priority in this season, and so I'm going to say no to everything else. And that's okay. The distribution of your time and focus should ebb and flow according to the season. Everything shouldn't be getting the same amount of attention, because in this season, there is an appropriate allocation towards your priorities, and that means other things are going to get less time, and that's perfectly normal. And the third thought on this myth of a balanced life is you have to accept your limits and not try to do it all. There is only one infinite being in the universe, and he's God, not you. You don't have infinite time. You have the same 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week. You have to split that pie up somehow, and that means accepting trade-offs. It means with open eyes acknowledging, I can't do it all, and so this is what I'm going to focus on right now. And focus really is more a matter of saying no to everything else, saying this is the focus. You see people joke about the dad bod, right? These guys, once you have kids, that you kind of get flabby and you have this aesthetic, which is called the dad bod. And I heard a comedian joke recently that he said, if you are like jacked and really ripped and you have kids, I'm going to assume that you're a bad father, which a little mean, but and obviously probably not completely fair. You can find ways to do that. But the joke is funny because it's acknowledging the truth of trade-offs. You may have to neglect, peak physical fitness in the season when you have little kids. And that's fine. I'm not saying to abandon your health. We'll talk more about maintaining your other allocations in a season, but an appropriate allocation of your time often means focusing on something to the neglect of other areas of life, and that's fine for a season. And so you have to accept the seasonal nature and allocate time differently in different seasons. You're not trying to keep a straight line and keep it focused, balanced, all the same way all the time. You're correcting and overcorrecting, correcting and overcorrecting, and realigning yourself where you find deficiencies. And in fact, we won't talk about it in this video, but this is where goals come in. When you see a deficiency in an area of your life, a domain of stewardship that you're not being faithful in, you address that with a goal. A goal is simply saying, in this season, I'm going to target this area of my life to become more faithful in it. So physical fitness, for example, say, I'm going to really hit the gym hard, really focus on nutrition. I'm going to get myself back on track here. And in a later season, once I get where I need to be, I'm going to pull off that. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to neglect it, but I'm going to say, I'm going to get this down to a more manageable level so I can target another goal in another area of life. That's what I think seasonal balanced living looks like. You're constantly making adjustments and corrections so that each area is getting serviced. You're just not trying to service every area of your life all the time. That's not possible. Let me just end with three practical strategies that you could use to start leading a more faithful life, not necessarily a more balanced life. And the first one is pursue balance as an average, not a constant. So if you take a snapshot of your life right now, and we could sort of graph it out and say, here's how your time is being spent, that should look out of balance. But if we took an average of snapshots over the course of your lifetime or a year or 5 years, for example, it should look a lot more balanced because you are making adjustments as you go. Different seasons get different emphases, and that's okay. So when you're thinking about a balanced life, don't think about it, how do I balance my day so I do everything I need to do today? Think, over the course of my life, how do I pursue faithfulness in all areas, emphasizing seasonally the parts where I need to emphasize so that I can get those up to a level of faithfulness that's going to please the Lord. A really good diagnostic question for this one is ask yourself, am I being faithful in this season right now? Second, embrace planned neglect, not self-delusion. So there's going to be seasons of life where one of your domains of stewardship is going to require a bunch more attention. Like for me, it was with having the kid, or when I was remodeling this house for a year and a half. Like that domain, those two domains, required an inordinate amount of attention. And what I tried to do initially is say, okay, I'll just do all the same things while I'm doing this. But my friend, it's a zero-sum game. You only have so much time in a week. And so you have to stop with the self-delusion and having the sort of the crossed fingers strategy of saying, oh, I'm going to say yes to another commitment, but how am I going to fit it in? I don't know. I'll figure it out as I go. That's the crossed fingers strategy. That's self-delusion. When you go into new commitments with your eyes wide open, then you're saying, hey, if I'm going to take this on, then it means I'm going to have to say no to some other things, and I'm going to have to be comfortable with that. This is actually one of the big advantages of having a schedule or an ideal week plan for your life, because you can see those numbers. Literally, I have a spreadsheet, and I can see the numbers for how much time I'm giving to different areas. And if I take on a new thing, I have to look at that and say, where does this fit? And usually, that's going to mean something has to go in order to fit it in. That is approaching this with your eyes wide open. So this is planned neglect. You're saying, I'm not going to focus on this specific area I was focusing on because I need to reallocate that time and energy towards this new thing, this new focus for this season. And being open and honest with yourself about that is going to make it actually possible, and not where you find yourself running into a wall and feeling overwhelmed. You say, what happened? What happened is you took on more than you could handle because you were being delusional. The third practical tip here is make sure you're creating maintenance habits for your other domains of stewardship. What I mean by this is, yes, there's going to be seasons where you are very focused on a specific thing, but don't completely neglect these other areas of life. So for example, if a season of life gets really busy, like I said, you have a kid or something, then you say, hey, I don't know if I have the time to go to the gym like I used to. Well, if you're going, you know, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, and you say, well, now I don't have the time to do that anymore, don't just stop going to the gym. Figure out what's like a minimum maintenance level I can do for this. And maybe that's going to mean an at-home thing. Maybe it's going to mean getting some exercise bands or going jogging or something that's a lower level maintenance aspect to it. I've found this really helpful in maintaining different areas of life while I'm focused on other ones. And really the best way you can do this is have a routine. Specifically, I love morning routines. You can look at my channel. I've got videos on that. But I do a thing called power mornings where I have a schedule time in the morning where I'm in the Word, I'm praying, I'm reading a little bit, I'm doing a little bit of exercise, and I'm planning my day ahead. And this allows me to really maintain a lot of areas of life, even if the rest of my day is crazy consumed with some, whatever the big thing in that season is that's making life quote unquote out of balance right now. Really what we're talking about here is life stewardship, making the most of your life for the glory of God, treating each of the domains He's given you with the responsibility and the respect they deserve, but recognizing that that's not always going to be perfectly balanced in every season. And certain seasons require a ton of focus on one area and a little bit of neglect on the others. Trying to achieve perfect equilibrium every day or every week even is a myth. You're not going to be balanced in that sense. Instead, we're aiming at balance over the course of a lifetime, or better stated, we're aiming at faithfulness in our lifetime. And that's going to mean life looks different in different seasons. And that's not just okay. That's a good thing. That is normal. By the way, if you want some help getting your morning routine set up, I do have a free morning routine planner that you can download. Just go to redeemingproductivity.com/morning and you can download it. That'll also put you on my weekly newsletter, which I share tips and articles and stuff on productivity from a Christian worldview. Hope to see you over there. All right, see you in the next video.